Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, presented by Betches Media. This is an exploration of all pop culture, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. We're looking at you, Tom Sandoval. Folks, welcome to an all-new episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your pal Ryan, and this is your Monday episode, folks. And guess what? The Kansas City Tailors, they pulled it out. They won. No, congratulations goes out to the Kansas City Chiefs, who beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22. I actually watched this game. I pretty much watched the full game. I've probably watched more NFL this year than I've ever have in my life. In fact, one of my friends, Jocelyn, today at the watch party I was at, she was like, hey, you know, when you were growing up and you didn't like sports, when did you know you were different? I was like, well, when I started the podcast 4 years ago, I just really, it solidified that I was different. I was special, if it were. No, it was a really infuriating game. And I hate to say, I was really trying to think about how to talk about sports because I'm not very knowledgeable, but I got to tell you, watching that first, like the first two quarters, I thought the 49ers, I thought they were playing a better game. I know this is a guy that doesn't talk about sports talking about sports. It seemed like their defense was keeping the Chiefs from scoring, and it felt like the Chiefs were kind of like, you'd get a field goal here, there, you know, I don't know. But they pulled it out. And what I was thinking was, I guess that's what makes champions, though, is that you never give up, right? Is that you have like the mental fortitude, like when things are not going in your favor, to not give up. Like, I would have given up after that first quarter if I was the Chiefs. I'd be like, oh, shit, it is not our day. We can't do anything out there. But they didn't give up and they won. They won by 3 points. It went into overtime. I guess it was the second time in NFL history that a Super Bowl game went into overtime. So that was exciting. But listen, I'm there for the commercials and the halftime show. And what did you think of Usher? Yeah. That, by the way, he does like a sexy, yeah. But I go, yeah. Yeah, baby, it's me, Caitlyn Jenner. Woo. Starting off strong tonight, folks. It was really good. I watched the halftime show 2 times because the first time I was at a watch party and I wasn't hearing it great. And I watched it the second time. I enjoyed it so much more the second time. And I got to tell you, anybody that is brave enough to do part of their halftime show in roller skates, I'm like, hell yeah, brother. Yeah, roller skate it up. It's an all skate, like couple skates. I was like, whoa. I was like, I would blow out my knees so quickly. This Usher, he loves taking his shirt off, very sexy. I will say, though, it pisses me off because this was on CBS, and I will tell you, I think a lot of us are still pissed off at the Janet Jackson Super Bowl halftime show where they had the quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction with Justin Timberlake, and a little bit of her boob and nipple was shown on live television. And here we got Usher showing both nipples. Like, we got, you know, like, come on! I mean, that was still so ridiculous if you think back to that. The outrage from all sides about Janet Jackson. I mean, she was fined by the FCC. She lost promotion deals. I mean, like, people were legitimately angry. This Usher is flashing his nipples around like there's nobody's business. I mean, and by the way, we were all loving it. Also, he was joined by Alicia Keys, Little John, Ludacris. It was a who's who. And I think, you know, listen, he has so many hits. It's very millennial, though. But I will say, Bill Bailey, my dad, he texted me. He actually liked it a lot. So that says something. But I will say, what I love about fandoms is that there are so many Usher's never been in my top 10 of musical artists. I really like Usher. I think he has tons of hits and he's a lot of fun, but like not in my top 10, but he's in so many other people's top 10s that you like, I loved that people dug it. You know, did you guys dig it? What did you think? But it was fun. It was, what a production though, with the lights and the all the marching bands, the Cirque du Soleil people out there. The only disappointment, and we talk about this now because our guest today for the Pop Culture Roundup is the one and only Demois. She's back with us again. And we recorded this this weekend before the Super Bowl. And so we did a lot of predictions, including that Justin Bieber would potentially join him on stage. And a lot of people were hyped because we saw Justin Bieber get to Vegas. And then you started to realize that wasn't going to happen when they did a cutaway shot of Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber. And Justin Bieber, you know, he looked rough. I was like, well, that guy's not going on stage anytime soon. So, I think that would have been great. I was kind of expecting it. And I think that was potentially a little bit of my initial letdown when I was watching it. Cause I was like, wait, that's it? I really thought there was going to be that moment, but there wasn't. It was still great. But that was interesting. Also, besides, obviously, the Taylor of it all. Taylor made it from Japan, you guys. The jet got into Los Angeles on Saturday. Then she Ubered over to Vegas. No, I don't know how she got to Vegas, but she got there. She was there with, I love the collection of friends she has. Today was Blake Lively with her curly hair look. You had Ice Spice. Travis Kelce's brother Jason was in the box with them. You had, what's her name? Kaylee Teller, Miles Teller's wife. And then Lana Del Rey was there. Lana Del Rey now was just hanging out with Taylor Swift last Sunday for the Grammys and then was there this Sunday for the Super Bowl. Do you ever think, like, Lana or anybody, is Lana like, it's too much Taylor lately? Like, I'm hanging out with Taylor a little bit too much. Or is it just, it's fun, though, because there's always, like, the people that are always around Taylor, but then she'll drop, like, a surprise one. Like, I didn't expect to see Ice Spice with her, like, for the biggest game of the year. But we also got the romantic kiss with Travis Kelce and Taylor at the end. Now, Travis is if they hadn't have won this game, I think this moment would have been much more intense and potentially talked about. We'll see how it travels this week. But Travis Kelce got up in Andy Reid, the coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, got up into his face in the second quarter after one of his teammates fumbled again. And he got him. We don't know exactly what he said, but I did the lip reading, which is so popular now, and I'm not great at it, but I think I got it. He literally said, "Did you know someone's always in a jacuzzi? Can't believe that." He literally was like, "My girl flew from Japan. You better give me the fucking ball, Andy." No, he was just pissed. And Andy Reid, the coach afterwards in the press room, said, "Hey, listen, he's just a passionate kid. I boss him around a lot too," but he kind of almost knocked Andy Reid off his feet a little bit. He got a little wobbly. And I mean, the internet was already, everybody making memes, including myself. But then a lot of people were like, "That's scary. He has a temper. He has a temper." Listen, I'm not a competitive person, but when I watch competitive people, they get really scary intense. But yeah, not a great look by any stretch of the imagination, but I have to imagine all the stress everybody, I don't know, I'm not going to make excuses for him. It was wild. I'm curious to see if that's going to travel at all this week. And also, I wonder what they're doing now. Like, where's the Kansas City Chiefs after party? Taylor, by the way, there was a shot of her chugging a beer, which was very fun. And I was like, stars, just like us. They're just like us. Amazing. But I want to know where everybody's going. And also, you had that. And then the big one, and Demois, we talked about this, was Beyonce, the Verizon ad. And, you know, we thought, or she had been given information that it was possibly going to announce her residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And it turns out that's not exactly what this was, but she is announcing Renaissance Part 2. Now, Renaissance, the album, it was initially conceived, what they had told us at the time, as a 3-act piece of art. So we got the first act, and then I was kind of like, oh, will we ever get the second act? Or will it be like George Michael's album, Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1? If you remember that album from 1991, I think it was. I always, as a kid, was like, when's Volume 2 coming out? So I thought, oh, maybe we'll never get Volume 2 of, or Act 2 of Renaissance. But we are getting it. It is a country-tinged album. The first two songs are out right now. I've listened to both of them. I thought, yeah, definitely a country, like a little, like a twang on it. The two songs that are out right now are Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. 16 Carriages, actually, on first listen, I prefer more right now than Texas Hold'em, but I think they're great. And when I say country tinge, that's just, it's not like, it's still, if you're not a country music fan, I think you will still dig this. Now, the full album is going to come out March 29th. I still think you are going to get the announcement about her playing in the Sphere at some point, but I think this is great. And if this is country tinge, then Act 3, I'm curious what that will be. My prayer is that it's alternative music, that it's a little, like, not grungy, but she did a great album on the Lemonade album, that song with Jack White. Like, I think she could really, and I think rock needs it right now. I would love, like, a guitar-heavy Beyoncé album. I'm not even joking. Or, like, Shades of Radiohead and Bon Iver, or, you know, fuck. Like, let's do a little Grateful Dead Beyoncé. Let's do a little jam band Beyoncé. No, but I'm really excited. The Verizon commercial itself was like, whatever. Tony Hale from Arrested Development was in it. And it was fine. It was great. It's always amazing to see Beyoncé. She was also at the Super Bowl with Jay-Z and her kids. Looked gorgeous. You know, once again, I was already reading comparisons Beyoncé and Taylor, because Taylor announced her new album last week at the Grammys. And now Beyoncé announces. I will say, though, Beyoncé, just remember, she doesn't release at the same rate as Taylor does. So I'm a little more, I mean, I'm a lot more excited about Beyoncé's new album, even though I will be consuming both heartily. So very excited for Beyoncé. Also, the commercials are the big event. So much money is spent on these commercials. Did you like any? I was like, so. We had the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts commercial that everybody talks about, which had Jennifer Lopez, Matt Damon, Jack Harlow, Tom Brady. It was who's who. I wish sometimes Ben Affleck would knock the Boston accent off. Like, I get that that's the bit, but I'm like, I get it. Just be Ben. Don't be like, what's going on? Oh, Ben. I can't really do a Boston accent, as you just heard. But it was funny. Like, it was fine. Matt Damon's always funny, but Ben really has committed so hard to the Dunkin' Donuts lifestyle that now Jennifer Lopez is fully involved. I mean, she was in the first commercial he did last year, but this seems to be a ongoing brand relationship between Ben Affleck. And the real deal, I don't care about any of the, like, if I was the Dunkin' Donuts ad man, I would be like, Ben, I'll give you $5 million if we can shoot you with your shirt off and see if you still have that ugly as hell gigantic back tattoo of the phoenix on your back. Like, it's like a dragon phoenix thing. It truly is one of the wildest things I've ever seen. And just to think, if Jennifer Lopez ever has, I mean, just to think Jennifer Lopez has a look at that thing every day. And it just goes to show you, no matter how much you are given in life, no matter how good looking, how rich you are, you're still going to have that gigantic back tattoo at the end of the day. Like, I don't know what, you know, everybody has their gigantic back tattoo. It's just that Ben Affleck's is actually a gigantic back tattoo, if that makes sense. So you had that. You had a lot of movie ones. The new Deadpool sequel with Wolverine. Yeah, I didn't even realize that they were making a new Planet of the Apes movie. You got your first look at the movie Wicked with Ariana Grande, which looked good. I will tell you, there was a commercial for mayonnaise with that actor from SNL, Kate McKinnon. Is that it? Yeah. And she ate a spoonful of mayonnaise and I legitimately almost heaved. I was like, oh. And everybody I was watching with went like, ugh. And that's not a good sign for your brand if everybody watches you put that product in your mouth and everybody in the room goes, oh, God. Oh, God. It was wild. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've been advertised to for so long now that I'm so numb to it that it takes a lot for me to be like, holy shit. Was there any moments like that for you? By the way, I didn't get that. How are you doing? Did you guys, what'd you do for the Super Bowl? Did you have a good time? Did anybody drink too much, eat too much? I did. I ate too much. I didn't drink too much, but I ate too much, obviously. But everything was good on your end. And this weekend, wasn't it so, I worked all weekend, you guys. Oh my God. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So Friday I had to watch the movie Titanic again, you know, the 1998 classic with Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, where Leo DiCaprio is more beautiful than Kate Winslet is. And Kate Winslet's beautiful in that movie. That's how gorgeous at that time Leonardo DiCaprio was. He's prettier than most girls. In fact, I did with Annabelle DeSisto, we always do movie recaps, and we did a 2.5-hour Titanic movie recap on Saturday. My voice is a little froggy still from it. And we put that up on the Patreon before we're going to release it here. So if you need something to prep for Valentine's Day, I would say go check that out. It's really, really, if you like Rose, the character that Kate Winslet plays, maybe stay away from it, because we really had some strong, strong words and feelings about Rose and Titanic watching it back. But that's over on the Patreon, patreon.com/sobadit'sgood. But it's really silly and funny, and we say a lot of things that will potentially get us into trouble like we do every time. But it is so, so fun. So go check that out. Also, over there, I went to Jeff Lewis had, Monica Casey threw it, but it was like the Chump karaoke party. And we went to that on Saturday night, and it was so fun. I'm going to do a Patreon about some of the things and songs over there on top of, I'm almost finished with my Traitors recap from this past week's episode. So I'm going to put that up. I was going to do it tonight, but I am really tired from this weekend. So I think I'm going to go to bed after this, but that'll be up tomorrow on the Patreon as well. If you're a fan of Traitors or Jeff Lewis, that'll be over there. But I will say one moment that happened at this karaoke party, Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips, obviously she karaoke'd Hold On, the iconic Wilson Phillips song, with Alyssa Heimerich, who works over at Sirius. And I was like, I have not seen, like, you guys, that song, Hold On, when I was a kid in 1990 that came out, like, I had the Wilson Phillips cassette tape, and I'm sitting there watching Carney Wilson sing Hold On. And I think she even knows the power of that song. And I think we were all just sitting there pinching ourselves. Like, it was just such a cool moment. I was texting my BFF Dusty in Chicago. I was like, dude, check this out. Carney Wilson, he's singing Hold On. It was so great. Anyways, I'll talk more about that over there. But yeah, so I did that with Annabelle. I podcasted with Demois this weekend, and then I went to my first movie junket. They call them junkets, where like they're promoting movies. I went over to Netflix's offices on Saturday and got to interview two of the stars of this new movie called Players that comes out on Valentine's Day with Gina Rodriguez and Damon Wayans Jr. It's really cute, really funny. You guys will probably really dig it, but I went over and did that junket, and I'm so used to doing interviews and stuff over Zoom and things like that, that it's shocking to interview people in person. But it was exciting to do. Netflix offices are so insane. And they set up like this, like food. Like, you guys, like, I didn't want to eat before the interview. Like, they set this whole spread up at Netflix. And I was like, they're like, oh, help yourself while you're waiting to like talk to people. And I was like, no, because then I'm going to have to like, you know, my stomach's going to explode during the interview. I just can't risk that. So I got to take food home with me, but it was like the best, like butternut squash ravioli. Holy moly, you guys. Netflix. I mean, the $18 we're giving them a month is going towards insanely good food over there. Holy shit. But anyways, it's just been a really busy weekend. But I think we got some really good material out of it for the shows and stuff. So I hope you guys had a great time as well. Is that it? I know I'm forgetting so many things, and I'll probably talk more about like the commercials and other little Super Bowl little factoids that we'll find out more tomorrow, because I want to know about the after parties and things like that, because I'm sure. By the way, I got to tell you, Travis Kelce won the Super Bowl, right? I bet he loses his virginity tonight. I bet Taylor Swift finally takes his V card. I bet tonight's the night. Like, he's like, yo, I won the Super Bowl. I think I'm ready. I think I am ready to finally lose my virginity. It's really, tonight's the night. Also, do you think Taylor Swift ever gets like shit canned wasted, where she has like her girlfriends have to like hold her hair back, or like, hey, it's time for you to go to bed. She's like, I'm fine. Like, I truly worry. Like, she just did 3 concerts in Japan, then flew. I mean, obviously it's private jet and all this, but like, how does you, I just, the mechanics of all of it. I always assume that celebrities get celebrity like pills that make them way healthier than all of us. Like, I just don't I can barely keep going. Like, I don't understand when you're traveling that much, doing 3-hour shows, playing. Like, I just feel like celebrities are given some kind of like better health options than we are. I mean, it's probably totally true, but I feel like they get some sort of magic pill. And I'm not talking about Ozempic. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. Oh, also, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to. Okay, so the biggest news of the day, though, not Beyonce, not Taylor and Travis, none of that. Larsa Pippen unfollowed Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son. And then during the Super Bowl, Marcus Jordan unfollowed Larsa Pippen. And Larsa Pippen deleted all photos of Marcus off her grid on Instagram. Marcus, I believe, did the same. And then also Larsa in her story said she did a poll saying, should your girlfriends unfollow your ex, your exes? Like, and did that. Like, so I Camelot has fallen, folks. And that's wild, because this upcoming episode of Real Housewives of Miami, we saw dialogue in the preview where Larsa is asked about Michael Jordan not approving of their relationship. And then tonight, Marcus Jordan was hanging out with his dad, Michael Jordan, watching the Super Bowl together, and posted a picture of him and his dad together. And my thought and my meme was just literally like, oh, hey, Larsa, my dad said I can't go out with you anymore. Like, my dad said I won't get my allowance if I keep dating you, so we got to piece it out. I don't know, but I want to know. I want to know more. And Larsa is sometimes so horrible on Real Housewives of Miami, and she's made some real questionable decisions over the years. And yes, it is shocking to me that Marcus Jordan even happened in the first place because of the Scottie Pippen of it all. But I gotta say, I'm still somewhat protective of Larsa, where I'm like, oh man, I hope she's okay. I hope, oh man, I didn't think this relationship should exist in the first place. But since it did exist, I did kind of want to see them go all the way. I've been like, okay, well, you know what? Maybe, because they seemed so happy. Like, he went into the Traders with her. I mean, what does this mean for their little silly podcast? Is the podcast done? Like, are they still going to do the podcast? Anyway, so that's big news. We'll be following here at So Bad It's Good News. We'll be following this news story all week, and we will update you with any changes to this news story. But that's it, folks. I would usually go much longer, but hey, I don't need to. It's Monday. Let's get back into it. Demois is just one of my favorites. She's been so great to me and the show since she first came on. God, 3 years ago maybe was the first time, and she's always just been really supportive and great, and you can't argue that she is really at the forefront of pop culture right now. Really, it truly is. So this is a fun conversation that goes in a bunch of different directions. A lot of fun, and I hope you like it. And then be back here on Tuesday. We got great stuff all week. And then remember, if you're going to be at the Watch What Crappens Crappy Awards this Saturday, I will be presenting an award at the Crappy. So I'm really excited about that. So have the best start to your week, folks. I hope it is everything that you want it to be. We truly can. You know what? Just start small. Just pick two things you want to accomplish this week and do those two things. And then next week, we'll try to do three things and then we'll just build. So by the end of the week, we're up to like 40 things that we're doing per week. Anyways, we'll start small. Okay, you guys, here she is, the one, the only, Demois.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Folks, when this guest comes on, it's always like it's like Christmas for me. I gotta say, because not only is she one of the preeminent and prominent voices in today's pop culture landscape, she's just a downright great person. I love talking to her. She's one of the best people I've met doing any of this craziness. And I just love pop culture so much. And I think her account really celebrates that and keeps you focused on what you should focus on, points you in new directions. She also has an insanely good podcast called Do You. She also has a book out there right now called Anon Please that is being turned into a TV show on Max with Diablo Cody and Ryan O'Connell behind it, two of the best, funniest voices out there. So I can't wait to see what happens with that. But she's here for a pop culture roundup, the one, the only, Demois. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. your intros always brighten my day.
Well, I gotta tell you, I was thinking about you because I own so many Demois pieces of clothing. I have a hat, I have a sweatshirt, I have a t-shirt. I just bought one of your new sweatshirts from your new drop that I just ordered last Monday. And I wanted to just make a plea. These are my, I don't think you can see me, but I'm holding up my Demois shorts. And these are my favorite shorts of all time, but I've been on my fat podcaster ass.
Oh my God!
I've worn holes through the entire ass of these Demois, and I've had these for years, and I'm begging you to re-release these shorts, Demois. I'm begging you.
Oh my God, Ryan, that is embarrassing. Oh my God, I hope you wash them a lot and that does not reflect the quality of the material.
No, your products are always insanely high quality. It's just that I wore these things to death. I wore them to death. They literally are my favorite shorts in the whole world. And now I'm like, can I go to some place and have them sew up the ass in these things?
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. I'm actually flattered, but like, I haven't seen anyone wear my stuff into the ground like that. I think I sent you a t-shirt. Remember I asked for your information, but you probably didn't get it yet because I think that drop was delayed. So you should probably be getting it. Yeah.
Can I wear it on my bottom half? Like that's,
Make a shorts out of it.
No, I'm just telling you, that's how good your products are, is that I literally wore those to death. And I know that's gross for everybody listening to this, but I'm sorry. I've just got to say it. My favorite shorts I've ever owned. So please re-release, please.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. So we're talking on Saturday and tomorrow. I don't know if you've heard, it's the big Super Bowl. It's the San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Taylors. Are you going to be watching?
yes, I'm going to be watching. Okay. So this is like so lame, but I would like never really cover award shows or like really be into covering games before, but
yeah.
Since this is like such a lame reason, I recently became a client of Getty Images because I don't know if people realize this, but
oh my God, they're the best.
If you have a big account or a verified account and you post images that you didn't pay for, you can get fined. So in my mind, I was like, I'm not going to be able to post images because I don't own the rights to them unless I'm a client of these photo agencies. So I never really covered them. But since I'm a client and now I could go on these websites that, especially with Getty, it's like minute to minute, they have images that I can now download and post. Now I'm more into it. So that's my reason for never covering it before. This is the first time I covered the Grammys, really, and that was the reason why. So I'm trying to get into the game as like a more legit media source, and now I feel like I have to watch it.
But I mean, so do, like in your previous things, you weren't like us where you were watching for the commercials and the halftime show. Would you just ignore it completely as a fan?
No, I'd watch the halftime show, but
yeah,
that's it. And now, obviously, because Taylor is going to be there and she'll be in a box, there's so much more interest from the from the public. So I feel like Getty will have those images, you know, right away. I'll be able to post them. It's like, you know, it's always when you're online and on Instagram, my photos, it's like beat the clock. Like, who's going to get the first image, right? And like, I'm not at the game and I could wait for till someone sends one who is at the game. Or I could, you know, try to just use the official images that are on these, you know, photo databases that you have to pay. You have to pay, you know, to be a client of.
Well, shout out to Getty Images. If you want to give me a discounted rate, I would love that. I'm like holding my phone up to a TV and like taking pictures.
Well, yeah, believe me, I do the same thing too. And then I was like, this is so janky. Like I can't continue to operate this way. So I just bit the bullet. It's actually not that expensive, but if you're interested, Ryan, I could give you the I could give you the salesperson's email.
Please do But also, here's a pitch. We need Getty Images times Demois clothing. Like I've always wanted a Getty Images t-shirt forever. And I don't think they sell them because they were like, who would want a Getty Images t-shirt? But I would love a Getty. I love the Getty Images logo even. And by the way, if you're a pop culture fan, you know, Getty Images, they're just at every event. And they do like just beautiful, glossy, high res photos. I swear to God, this isn't an ad, but you do your Sunday spotted on Sunday. So is now Sunday, it's like another thing added to your plate, trying to keep up to date on all the Super Bowl happenings.
Yeah, I think Sunday Spotted will probably be pretty light tomorrow. I haven't really received any sightings, but again, because I'm a client of these databases, I could just go into Getty or Backgrid and see what celebrities are at, you know, these Super Bowl parties because all those images are in there. So, but I'll still post the organic sightings as well, but there's less of a mystery for me now. Like I saw a picture of Kim, Kendall, and Chloe getting off their airplane in Las Vegas.
By the way, it looks like Justin Bieber was with them.
Are you serious?
That's what TMZ is reporting. They said it looks like a man that looked like Justin Bieber, and they have a picture of what looks like Justin Bieber. Yeah,
hold on. I'm gonna go on Backgrid while I'm on the phone with you, and I'm gonna look because I didn't look through all the pictures. I just saw that they were getting off the plane. Now, Justin, when is this podcast coming out?
This is going to come out Monday. So it's going to come out
really
soon.
We'll already know if Justin performed or not. But he was in talks and slated to come out and surprise the crowd. I don't know necessarily if that'll happen. Okay, there is a guy with what looks like a white Chrome Hearts beanie. I don't know if that's who they're talking about. Baggy jeans. It doesn't really look like Justin, but maybe that's what they were trying to clickbait for.
Yeah, I mean, TMZ would throw that out there, but also TMZ did an article, I think, on Friday that said Usher personally reached out to Justin Bieber.
I think that's true.
They made a point of saying it wasn't just manager to manager. Usher personally reached out to Justin. And I just thought it was such a funny article in the sense that they wanted us to know that he personally reached out to Justin Bieber. And you, I just learned from your account, he already has Alicia Keys, Lil Jon. He already has guest stars in this. Would you want to see Justin Bieber make an appearance during Usher's set?
Absolutely. Okay, this is why, sorry to interrupt. This is why I think that they think it's Justin, because the person's carrying a Louis Vuitton dog carrier, and it looks like there's a dog in the carrier that's very similar to the dog that Haley and Justin have.
Or it could be a decoy dog. It could be a decoy Justin Bieber dog.
It just like, and the guy has baggy jeans on. I don't know. Like something about this fit doesn't scream 100% Justin Bieber to me, but I could be wrong. Yeah, I actually think it was somebody said Little John, but I think maybe it's Ludacris. I don't know if it's both, but somebody originally told me Little John and Ludacris. And then somebody else messaged me yesterday, saw people practicing the halftime show and only mentioned one of the two rappers. I forget which one. I also heard Will I Am is someone else that is slated to be there. I think they want surprises, so they're keeping some of the people under wrap. Hence Justin Bieber, but we'll see. By the time this comes out, we'll know. And I think as far as Justin Bieber's concerned, I think that he probably wants to do it. I think that, I don't know. I think he still has like a lot of anxieties and issues that he's dealing with that at the last minute or tonight.
Yeah.
When they're like, okay, we need an answer. He might be like, no, I can't do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, even last week with the Grammys, I heard Miley Cyrus, like she was in rehearsals, still not 100% sure if she was going to perform at the Grammys. And I thought that was so interesting that even at rehearsals, she wasn't a firm yes, but then she did so good at rehearsals. She was like, hell yeah, I'm going to play the Grammys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a performer, but I would guess that if you're out of the spotlight for a certain amount of time, that it could be scary to step back in such a big way. And maybe those are the anxieties that Miley and Justin are feeling. They, you know, and then when you see them perform, like Miley, you're like, wow, how could she even felt
exactly.
that? She's so amazing. And Justin performed at the NHL All-Star Weekend festivities. Yeah. And I saw snippets of that. I'm sure you did too. He sounded great.
No, he sounds perfect. I mean, it is interesting. Like he'll always like announce tours and then have to cancel the tour halfway through or cancel dates a lot. And it seems like he does really deal with so much anxiety. And, you know, Haley is always there as like the Justin whisperer. And I, you know, he's such a huge figure in pop culture and music that I would hope that he would be able to fully lean into his power at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to what that's like to deal with, the daily struggles, whatever he's going through, but it can't be
easy. So you're going on record right now that you, Dumois, are not Taylor Swift, because you're trying to say you're not a performer. You're trying to say that you're not a performer to throw us off the track. I got it. Okay, the other thing I learned from your account today was that potentially Odell Beckham Jr. is in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Might we be getting our first glimpse of Kim and Odell as a power couple?
I hope so. I mean, that's what people are. She's obviously there. People are telling me he's there. He's done with his season. So it's very likely he would be there. I hope so, because this relationship to me has been kept under wraps for too long. All of a sudden this week we're getting these headlines that they're serious and it's like it's going strong. Meanwhile, I had heard that it like fizzled out at one point from someone else. I heard that they had been hooking up this whole time. It's just been very much a matter of convenience. So maybe things are heating up and it is more serious now, and that the season is over. He has more time to dedicate in one place. But yeah, I hope that we get a glimpse of them. Even standing next to each other at an event.
That's all we need. That's all we need. Like, I mean, even I like, cause I remember last time I talked to you, that was in the heat of the Tom Brady, Kim Kardashian rumors that we had mentioned. And now we have the Odell Beckham, but it's unlike Kim to be quiet about it for this long. And so I think you're right. There's been so many things pushed out this week in regards to their relationship. The only thing one of the reasons I love pop culture though, is if you look at that, if it happens tomorrow, how it affects the other pop culture landscape, because Taylor Swift has like stamped her stink on the NFL, and Taylor still has an issue potentially with Kim Kardashian. She did that Entertainer of the Year, Person of the Year, where she mentioned Kim by name. So I think that would be ballsy of Kim to potentially announce the relationship there in a photograph or something. And then also you have goofy Kanye West released. I don't know if he's going to release his album, but he's all over now. And I'm curious if that happens tomorrow, what ripple effects that will have in terms of other pop culture celebrities?
Well, I mean, Taylor Swift doesn't own The Weeknd. You know, other people are allowed to have things happen.
Taylor Swift owns Sundays now. She owns I mean, but it is interesting in terms of like that pop culture. Like, there's only so much oxygen, and I find it interesting. I don't know. I'm very curious if that happens tomorrow, because I can already see the think pieces about that, you know?
Well, we need a new couple to come forward, right? We had like some great ones in the past couple of months. Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are dating.
Yeah.
Rosalia and Jeremy Allen White are dating. Obviously, Taylor and Travis, but that's been going on for longer, I think, than the other two. So we need something, I feel like, at this point. We need someone to come. Oh, Dua Lipa and Callum Turner. That was like a recent one. So,
yeah.
We need Kim and Odell to be photographed together, to be in the same place, you know, because we do see her. We see her coming out of places and events where he is also in attendance, but they're just one picture together. So just, that's all we ask.
It just seems like so much work to like not to make sure a photograph is not taken. Like, it seems like so much effort.
Well, this is the thing. Like, if they have been hooking up or dating the past year and we haven't gotten that picture, then a lot of effort has been taken to conceal wherever they're going. So, you know, I find it really funny that there's not more out there. You know, I know that they went away together in September during what weekend is in September? Labor Day. They were away, and
nobody's slipping you like a hidden photograph.
I saw some pictures. That's all I'll say. There's a lot I don't talk about. And I know.
By the way, I'm like that. Like, I keep like people send me saying, like, I don't post like, and I'll really try to make sure if I post something, it's like accurate. I got like Salt Lake City information like a couple weeks ago, and I made sure it was true before I said it. But even then, I felt like weird saying it because I didn't want to get anybody in trouble. But like, that's got to be so intense for like all the stuff you actually do sit on, you know, and just making sure you don't slip up.
Yeah, I'm pretty good about it. I know the things that I can't talk about. There are things that would probably ruin people at this point.
That That's going to go directly into the second season of Do You on Max. Okay. And the other thing I heard about the Super Bowl from your account, actually, I'd already heard about this, but you had posted it again, $43 million Verizon deal for Beyonce, that they are potentially going to announce Beyonce at the Las Vegas Sphere. Is this true? Because it's going to be a Verizon commercial tomorrow.
Right. So this is what confused me about that tip, which, by the way, was submitted anonymously. I had heard last week there is going to be a Beyonce Verizon commercial. Obviously, what people listening to this will have seen it when they as they're listening to this podcast, because it will come out tomorrow, Sunday. Now, they put out a teaser to it. Verizon put out a teaser. If you go on
there with Tony Hale, Instagram, the actor from Arrested Development.
Right. And he's like squeezing lemons. Lemonade, you get it? So I knew that she was going to be in a commercial, or there was going to be a commercial about her. I did not hear it had anything to do with the announcement of a residency. So whoever submitted that tip was either pulling our leg or knows and was just like spilling the beans, because somebody in response to that tip wrote in and said, it's not 43 million, but it's close. So I don't know what to think. If she is supposed to be at this, well, they said residency. I don't know if they said the Sphere. Are you assuming it's just the Sphere? Because,
Because I had already heard in Sphere articles, like, because I follow, like, that Beyonce was one of the acts that they were going after, and like, including Harry Styles, Lady Gaga, The Dead and Company, and Fish, which they both announced those.
Yes.
So I just figured Beyonce's time is coming, and Beyonce does want to be at the forefront of new technologies. So I thought that was an obvious booking.
Right. Okay. So I'm checking my DMs right now. Nobody is disputing a Beyonce residency claim, which I posted a couple hours ago. So Usually when I post the residency and it's wrong, like I got people all up in my DMs being like, wrong, you're wrong. Like, especially with this fear, like they were like, you know, well, people were telling me that, I was wrong about the dead at the Sphere, and I wasn't, because I know the people who were giving me the tip had the accurate information. But I digress. Whenever I mention a residency and it's not right, people always are in the DMs disputing it. Yeah. So I have yet to receive a dispute for the Beyonce tip. So maybe it is true.
Well, my curiosity, though, is if they're going to pay Beyonce that much money for the commercial, I'm just shocked that they would actually use that commercial to promote Beyonce's Sphere residency, because that's like free advertising. Oh, see, I read it as.
Let me read it. And then people could tell us what they think. I read it as. Oh, you're right. The Queen is coming to dominate the Super Bowl with a $43 million advertisement for her Vegas residency, which is being paid entirely by Verizon. So that just sounds like Verizon's paying for the residency and the advertisement and everything. That's why she. That's why she's in this Verizon.
Oh,
commercial.
So it would be Verizon presents Beyonce. Yes. At the Sphere. Yeah. Ah. Yes. Now. Okay. There we go.
That makes more sense. So maybe this person is giving us a good tip. I mean, I don't know. I've said it several times. People still don't get it. People still pin me to the cross. If I post an email and it's anonymous, I don't know the validity of it. It's like throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks. But that has been what my account has been from the beginning. So I'm not going to stop doing that. If you don't like it, don't read it.
I don't get how you do all of this. Like, I honestly don't get how you are not so jaded and desensitized, because you have to deal with so much positivity, but also so much negativity. And I've gotten like a little taste of that. And it's like floored me. It's like wrecked me. I've therapy or the whole thing. Like, how do you flipping deal with being Demois? Like, I don't understand how you don't just like, I want to throw in the towel. Like, are you still loving this as much as you used to?
Well, yeah, there's aspects of it I love. I love the business aspect and I love the community aspect. Like, I've said this several times and people have been like, oh, don't say that. Like, I could give a shit about the gossip. Like, I don't care about it. I like the business aspect and I like the community aspect. Sorry. I like connecting with my audience. I think that's my biggest asset. Is I'm like really tuned in to like what the people like and what they want. And, you know, I use it to help give them what they want, which I think why people like being part of the community. But yeah, I block and I delete. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, get your negativity out of my space. Like, I'm protecting my peace. I don't need it. And that's it. I don't care. And like, frankly, it's a very, very, very lucrative job. So I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I work my ass off. I work 7 days a week and I work on all these projects, you know, I don't want to say alone, but, you know, with a very, very small, tight team. And it's hard and it's stressful, but it's way more lucrative than any job I've had in my life. I've had a job for decades. Like, I love when the kids or whoever on Twitter is like, get a real job. I want to be like, honey, I've had a real job. It's not fun. Like, this is way better than any real job that anyone can have. So I find it funny. I laugh a lot to myself. I scratch my head at the stupidity of the internet. I'm sure you see it, Ryan.
I see it. I mean, but at the same time, there's this like this, I have this insane love for it too, which you're a part of. And even besides being lucrative, that's what I always try to like, man, you are a part of this. Like, you know, when people talk about pop culture in this time period, you're going to be in the top 10 of things that we talk about. And I think that's so fascinating. And, you know, we only have, if you're lucky, like 100 years on this earth. And then it's like, it's just great that like you are going to be able to stay around in some ways forever. I mean, there are going to be kids out there studying you, studying your account. And I know that might sound like whatever to you, but to me, like in the pantheon of pop culture, you are a big part of it. Like, that's so exciting.
Well, I hope that what they take away from it is that A, you could switch careers midlife. B, you could really do anything you put your mind to and you put the time into. And C, as a woman, like, you know, I don't mean to like get on a feminist pedestal, but, you know, as a woman, fuck everyone else and, you know, do what you got to do to, you know, to, I hate using like boss to be a boss, but do it. Like if that's what you want to do in your life is to run something or create something or be a part of something or be an entrepreneur, fucking do it. And don't let anyone tell you you can't. So that's what I hope people take away from the legacy of this and not that it's about the gossip, because it's so much more than that. And I love giving career advice. Like I started a Flanker account, do work, and I post jobs there. I know how hard it is to get a job. I know how hard it is to work in corporate America. I've done it. I've been there, and I want to help people that, you know, want to change careers or give advice. Like I mean, there's only so much I could do, but you know, like advice. And I've had people who've heard me get on this, you know, rant, because I've said it before, and have written me and been like, wow, like, you know, I've wanted to change careers and I've been scared. And, you know, my advice for them is like, you have to just take the leap of faith. It is scary. It was very scary for me to quit my job and do this full time. But if I wanted to keep it going, I had no choice, because I was doing both for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it almost killed me. Yeah. So I think that you have to take risks. And I don't mean, you know, take risks that are going to bankrupt you. I took, you know, very systematic risks that I felt comfortable leaving my job to do this full time, but I, you know, put in 2 years of doing both. So you have to take risks and you have to make sacrifices to do something like this. And I'm sure you could relate.
Oh my God. I had a full-time job when I started this. Like I would be up till 5 a.m, like trying to edit on a computer that was not strong enough and it would crash. I'd have to start it. Like I would just not sleep. I mean, it really is so, so interesting, but also like the amount of hard work you put in, it eventually does come back to you in some way. It really does.
You have to believe if you put in the time and you put in the hard work, that's like one of my favorite pieces of advice. Like you will be rewarded. Like I just kept going. I didn't stop. Like I just kept going. I didn't listen to the criticism. I didn't listen to the haters. I just kept going, going, going. And eventually it paid off. And I mean, I still have to operate that way. If I listened to the haters and the criticism, I wouldn't have gotten past September of 2020.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's it.
Yeah. And sometimes like the haters are the minority. They're just louder and more obnoxious.
No, exactly. That's completely true. And it's like the people that really, truly love it. They sometimes love it so much, but they don't feel the need to have to defend you, nor should they. They should just be, you know, but you said this great thing of like, at the end of the day, it's not even about the gossip. And that's so true, because you actually had in your podcast with Diablo Cody, who I love, love, love. You were talking about in that episode, there was an old rumor that you didn't even remember about Zach Braff and Rachel Bilson from the OC. Like, oh, did that potentially break up Adam Brody and Rachel Bilson? And it was so funny because you didn't remember that. And I was like, oh my God, I remember that. Like, I remember that rumor. I remember that time period because they had done a film called The Last Kiss, Zach Braff and Rachel Bilson.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, directed by Tony Goldwyn. And I remember that
rumor. Tony Goldwyn directed that?
Tony Goldwyn directed that movie. Yeah, The Last Kiss.
Oh, and my God. See, I didn't even know that.
But the funny thing is, like, I forgot all about that. Like, the gossip and all that, like, they're just little pieces of information that come and go. Like, it does not stand the test of time. But that's what's so great about it. You know, it's like the general love of pop culture does. and so, back to the general love of pop culture, Ariana Grande, she has a new album coming out. She's obviously still with Ethan Slater. I think this is from your account. Like, there was a rumor out there, or a little piece of gossip, that she is potentially already married to Ethan Slater. Was that true?
No,
that was bullshit. Okay.
Yeah. That was just like a silly email. And now with the anonymous emails, I pull the audience. Like, do you think this is viable or not viable? You know, so let's decide together. But I knew, like, in the back of my mind, it had to be bullshit. But, you know, does that mean that I don't think eventually they could be engaged? Like, yeah, Ariana Grande is like a romantic, like, think, you know, so I think I could totally see them getting married in the future.
Oh, or at least definitely engaged. I mean, her album comes out and I think in a month or so, the, you know, it's Eternal Sunshine inspired. And I was thinking about album releases. And the other thing that's been in the news a lot is that Justin Timberlake is trying to relaunch. You know, he has a new album coming out. He announced a tour, all of this stuff. But the Britney Spears of it all has come and reared its ugly head once again. And I was just thinking, in this day and age, how does somebody deal with their past sins in terms of the audience? And will people even accept Justin Bieber in this day and age? Because it's been pretty rough, so much so that there was a rumor out there last week that he was potentially going to do a sit down with Oprah. What have you heard about any of this? And where do you stand as a pop culture or a pop music fan?
I think you mean Timberlake. You said Bieber.
Sorry, Justin Timberlake. Oh, my God. I started a horrible rumor.
No, that's okay. I had heard that he was going to address what was written about him in Britney's book in a very vague manner. So I had heard that he was going to give a statement that was something along the lines of, like, yeah, you know, like, whatever was written, you know, that was her recollection of the events. Since then, we all know what he said. He said, I don't need to fucking apologize to anyone.
Yeah, at the show. No. Yeah. What a dummy. What a dummy. Like, just don't say anything. Like, don't. Why would you say something when you're launching a whole album?
I don't know. So I think that sort of squashed any plans of a statement that was going to be released. I think, I'm not sure. We might still get a statement. I don't know. But I know people were surprised that he went rogue. I don't know if that Oprah rumor was planted to sort of quiet down the chatter from the rogueness. I don't know, because I hadn't heard that up until then. I heard that he was going to make a statement. It was kind of going to be low key, right? It wasn't going to be presented with a lot of fanfare. To me, Oprah is a lot of fanfare. That is like to announce, like, he's going to sit down with Oprah, and then the build up to that, and then the actual interview, and then the analyzing of the interview afterwards. Like, that's like a whole thing, right?
I mean, the last Oprah interview, wasn't it Harry and Meghan? That the last sit down?
Yes. Yeah. So I had heard it was going to be much, much more low key. A statement was going to be made. He went rogue. That statement or the low keyness was going out the window. And now there's this Oprah rumor, which I don't know if it's viable or not, or if it was planted to kind of shut everyone up and be like, okay, he's going to tell his side of the story. So yeah. I don't know. I think that I don't know. I mean, I've heard some things. I don't know if I'm allowed to repeat them, but
you know, you can. They told me.
This is something that I think I shouldn't repeat. Remember how I said 20 minutes ago that there are things I shouldn't say? I feel like this is something. This is something that I probably shouldn't, because it relates to whatever statement he was going to make. And I don't know if he's still going to say these things on Oprah or wherever, but I think that his view and Britney's view are salt. What's that saying? Vinegar and water, salt and pepper, totally like opposite of one another. So,
yeah, I mean, it's really fascinating, though, because Britney has remained popular. She's obviously goes through struggles that we've seen. We still don't know, like, the full real story, even of everything that she's been through. But I just don't know why in the world you would say something so dumb when you're launched. I mean, I just feel like that is, like, I just wonder the people that he has around him are not advising him properly of, like, no, I know that. I know the haters. Well, yeah. I mean, like, listen, you work really hard on an album. You put all this work on, but you got to sell the album too. And that is just such a dumb move to like ruin that. Like you just went on SNL. You did the whole thing. Britney even gave you a compliment in an Instagram post. Like, why do that at all? I don't know why I'm so angry, but it makes me angry.
No, I think it was uncalled for, but I think he's pissed about what she wrote about him in his book. And I heard there's specific reasons why he feels that way. That's what I don't think I'm allowed to repeat. But
well, they did have a real relationship that we'll never know what really happened in their relationship. Two sides of every story.
Right. And I'm Britney's biggest fan. So I'm not saying any of this against Britney Spears. Like, I ride or die Britney. So, you know, whatever she says, I'm like, yeah, girl. Okay. Yeah. Like, you, okay, we like Justin today. Sure. We hate Justin today. That's fine. Like, I'm team Britney, but I do think that there are a lot of discrepancies between their version of events.
Which is like, that's how it is in a lot of relationships. Yeah. It's just that this is one of the most high profile celebrity relationships. In fact, they should be begging Usher to let them both come out during the Super Bowl.
Oh,
like, Justin's like, please just let, like, that's who needs to interview Justin. Just have Britney and Justin do a pay-per-view special and just call it a day. Like, I mean, I just feel like he's not going to be able to properly, I don't know. He's like, he's nearing 40, like male pop stars and female pop stars as they age. It's just, it's hard to break in to, you know, today's culture, I think. So I don't know, conventional wisdom says that most male stars, once you hit that age, aren't that successful.
Right. And also, like, to compare Justin Timberlake to Justin Bieber, even though they're kind of from different decades, Timberlake had some bangers, but it's not like Justin Bieber. Like, I feel like Justin Bieber can go away and then come back with his bangers and like people would be psyched. Like, when I'm looking at these clips watching Justin Timberlake sing Bring Sexy Back, like, I'm not that stoked.
Well, it is interesting though. Like, I remember when that song came out, like, I ran a nightclub when that song came out, and it, like, it really was like, oh, that was a big part of the night when that song played. But it is interesting now, coming back to that album, it doesn't hit as hard as it did. It was such a product of the times, you know?
Yes, that's my point. I don't know if it has the same longevity as some of Bieber's bangers. Like, I'll still bop to Bieber's bangers, you know? Like, Justin Timberlake, I'm like,
you'll still bop to Bieber's bangers. That's like a tongue tie. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people will probably be upset that I'm saying this, because I know there's like so many Justin Timberlake fans out there from NSYNC, but there's just like, I'll be like, I'll turn the channel, you know. NSYNC is a different story. If my heart comes on, I'm keeping that on.
By the way, you saw that kind of pushed out last week too, of the NSYNC reunion is still in play. Like, it almost like got thrown out there again, just
to
remind people.
They had smooth waters. They had exactly smooth waters. Yeah,
It's so interesting to pay attention to these things. Okay, so Justin, what the hell are you doing? Another thing that you had a reveal moi was a little item about the Golden Bachelor, which I don't know. Did you watch the Golden Bachelor? Do
I know? I think you know the answer to that, Ryan. No, I did not. You know I didn't.
Well, they just announced today the Golden Bachelorette, which I'm actually super excited, because I did watch the Golden Bachelor and I loved it.
People loved it. And then all this shit came out about him when it was over.
That was a bummer. And that little blind item you had was another piece of thing. Like, what are you hearing about poor Gary?
I mean, nothing, just that blind item. What did it say? Do you remember something about his ex-wife, right? Or he cheated?
Yeah.
Cheater or something?
It was cheating, and that, like, the, you know, the new person he's with has to be wary and kind of things like that.
I like to remind my audience that cheating is not illegal in the United States of America, because I heard you said that in last week's episode.
That is not an official crime yet.
It's not an official crime yet, because I think that some people get upset that I speak about cheating. But listen, if I'm not speaking about things that are illegal and, like, you know, outing people or like drugs, I have to speak about something. So that's why I like to say that cheating is not illegal, because I will speak about it. But no, I haven't heard anything other than that blind item.
Okay, got it. And then another one, and I know you do not like follow all the Bravo shows, but one that really killed me, and I was like, oh my God, please say this isn't true, because I have such a soft spot for him was one that was kind of like, I think it was about Andy Cohen in regards to Bravo reducing his paycheck when he's such a huge part of that whole network for me and for all of us. Was there any truth to that one?
I doubt it. That sounded to me like an Andy Cohen hater. Everyone's
yeah, it just
while.
Seems like there's no way. There's no yeah. way that they would give him a reduced role.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a hot tip in.
Okay. Let me have
it.
Please.
Somebody is confirming who's in Vegas right now. Like somebody who's, I don't want to say their relation. I'll say somebody's relative is in Vegas right now. And they heard that Beyonce will be doing a residency at the Sphere this summer.
We did it.
You're right.
We did it, Joe.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it, Joe. All right. Well, awesome. There you have
okay.
it. So, hot off the press.
Would you go see Beyonce at the Sphere too?
Fuck yes.
Yes, right? Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Okay, good. Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You said you definitely wouldn't be, you didn't watch The Golden Bachelor, but I always love to hear what you are watching. Like, because you'll always throw some kind of curveball of something that I didn't expect. Like, what are you burning through right now? What are you binging?
Okay, well, I binged Griselda.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Did you like it?
Yes, I liked it. I was very, very surprised at Sofia Vergara's range as an actress.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that she should be nominated for some sort of award. I don't know. I guess TV series would be an Emmy or Golden Globe. But yeah, I thought she was excellent. I also watched almost all of Feud, Capote versus the Swans, because they sent me screeners for that.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm watching something else on Hulu called Death and Other Details. Starring Mandy
is that Mandy Patinkin? Yeah, Mandy Patinkin. Yeah,
it's really, really good. I'm watching True Detective season 3, which is amazing.
Yeah,
and right before we started recording, I just watched the documentary on We Are the World. You know the song?
The biggest night in pop. Yeah,
yeah.
It was. What did you think of it?
Oh my god, I was like, this is so amazing. And then I was like, why hasn't this happened since? And then I said to myself, actually, I said to my mom, who was watching it with me, I said, probably because like there'd be so much red tape. Well, my mom said, which made a lot of sense, nobody these days has voices like these people that are singing the song. And I was like, you're right. And then I said, probably too much red tape. Like, if you guys watch this documentary and see how this actually came together, it was literally just people picking up the phone to the biggest pop stars of the 80s and being like, hey, like, you want to do this song?
Well,
like,
it was a guy's Rolodex.
Happen. Yeah.
They had a Rolodex because it was like before computers ruled the world and they were having to like Rolodex. And then they had to do it after the American Music Awards because all the big stars were in town that night. And they could only do it at night. I talked about this on last week's show. I thought it was so good, but you saw all these heavy hitters in the room and then like they were all nervous to sing their solos, like Huey Lewis got given a line and he was like, oh crap, I hope my voice holds up. Bob Dylan didn't even know how to sing.
Bob Dylan was like, we are the world.
And Stevie Wonder had to do a Bob Dylan impersonation for Bob Dylan to get
him
like
comfortable. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was
so crazy.
Yeah, so I just watched that literally like an hour ago and I thought it was excellent. And I think I'm going to rent Wonka tonight. Did you watch it with Timothy Chalamet?
I have not. No, I've not seen Wonka, but I'm glad you did bring that up because what are we here? Like we have the Golden Globes lip reading experience with Kylie and Chalamet. Are they still hot and heavy? Is she going to be at the Dune 2 premiere?
Yeah. I mean, they are. I feel like if people don't see them, like, or if they're in different places for like a week, people assume they broke up, right? Like she was in Europe for the fashion shows and he was researching his Bob Dylan role, which by the way, after watching We Are the World and seeing Bob Dylan and then picturing Chalamet playing him, it was hard. I was like, I don't know if this is the right casting.
Well, you were seeing a older Bob Dylan when he was younger. Like he did look, I could see where Timothy could look potentially like a younger Bob Dylan. But the funniest thing about that, dude, is that I always love to think, because he says he listens to Bob Dylan nonstop now. Can you imagine Kylie Jenner having to listen to Bob Dylan?
I feel like she would get into it. Like, I feel like she's the type of girlfriend that likes whatever her boyfriend's liking, right?
Yes,
like, she
exactly.
totally changed her whole, like, look since she's been with Timmy, which, by the way, I think she looks great. I love this more natural appearance on her. So, yeah, I could totally see her, like, getting into Bob Dylan, 100%.
I mean, Kylie Jenner going, like, blowing in the wind, the answer's blowing. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I would love that. So, okay, so that's still going strong, which is great. But also the We Are the World, I don't think it could happen now because music is so spread out in terms of, like, I mean, rap is such a big part of music now when it wasn't as much in the 80s. Like, we were just getting going when We Are the World happened. And I think that's such a big part of music now that, like, I would be curious. It's like with movie stars. Like, I don't think we're going to have the same sort of, like, reach that like Timothy Chalamet is maybe our last movie star in a sense, because it's just so spread out now. And the same with music. I think you could have Ariana Grande, you could have a handful of, like, really heavy hitters, but
yeah,
it's also spread out. Not everybody knows everybody anymore.
Yeah, but nobody knew everybody in We Are the World. Didn't you see they were coming in the room and meeting each other for the first time?
Yeah, but the audience knew. Like, I knew every one of those. Like, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, that's a legend. The only person that was so weird that was there was Dan Aykroyd, the actor.
Right.
I was like, what is Dan Aykroyd doing there? But that, like, at the time, Ghostbusters was, like, the number one movie. So that was like a big
guess. Was he in the Blues Brothers too? Was he in the Blues Brothers?
He was in the Blues Brothers. Yeah. He sang in that, but he wasn't, you know, people didn't know him for his voice.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's so funny because I was trying to cast We Are the World 2024 too. And I said Ariana Grande. I said Billie Eilish.
Oh,
Could be someone good.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Bieber.
John Mayer.
But like, who's like, who else?
Well, you'd have, you got Usher. You got, Usher. I'm trying to, who would you pull from, like, the rock? I mean, you probably have Bono as, like, an elder statesman.
I feel he's too iconic. Like, although Beyonce's like, I don't know. I feel like he's too old. I was trying to find a nicer way to say old. Like,
I was like, trying to find a nicer way.
Yeah, I feel like, because if you think about it, like, although Michael Jackson was there and so was, like, Ray Charles, and they were very different,
well,
like, they were different ages, but still equally iconic.
Yeah. Guys, check that out. Actually, it's really good. But somebody actually wrote me to ask if they could, if this could actually happen in today's day and age. And I just don't know if it could. And also, I mean, just in terms of, like, celebrity, I mean, you got Taylor and Beyonce that are such a, like, a different echelon right now in, like, the billionaires club, that I wonder if all of these people would even play nice like they did in the 80s.
That's also a really good point. Well, did you see that they wrote a note before you entered the studios that said, check your egos at the door?
Yeah. Yeah. Quincy Jones, who produced the whole thing, is like, check your ego at the door. And I think ego is such a big part of it all now. As we wind down here, I guess we'd be remiss to not talk about one of our favorite people, the Taylor Swift of it all. It just seems like she has, as a pop culture lover, I really love Taylor Swift. The only thing I'm concerned about is, like, does she have a stopping point in play? Like a break planned at all? Because I just read yesterday that she wrote a movie and is directing a movie after the tour is over. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, I heard that she's looking. Okay. I heard that she was looking for someone to write a movie about her, or was it the same movie? Is there two movies in play, or there's just one? I'm not sure.
I thought there was just the one, but I don't know if you're the Madonna movie because Diablo Cody worked on the Madonna movie for a while back
somebody
in the day.
Messaged me and was like, I can't believe you didn't ask her about Madonna. And I was like, listen, I had 30 minutes and I had to talk about Anansi. I had to talk about her movie.
But by the way, I'm so happy you talked about Jennifer's Body, because I think everybody, and I saw on your, like, somebody had watched it for the first time. I'm like, good, people should be watching Jennifer's Body.
Hold on. I'm going to reveal a blind item that I've never revealed before.
Woo!
That is about Taylor and something that I heard. I just have to find it. It's about her movie, but the way that it was told to me I guess I read it wrong. I guess I was reading it as it was like the movie about her life, but I guess it was. Oh, here we go. This A-plus list celebrity has been trying to get this major screenwriter to write her movie for this major studio she's recently been linked to. Problem is, he keeps saying no. Could it be all the drama that constantly surrounds this celebrity? I'm not going to tell you guys the writer. I don't know if I'm allowed, but her movie. So I guess it's the same movie you're talking about, but you're saying she wrote it herself. I mean, it's very difficult to write a movie if you're not a writer.
It is difficult. I mean, remember that rumor that she wrote Argyle, that movie that just came out too?
Yes.
I mean, like, but also like, when are you going to like, I'm shocked that she announced, I thought she was going to do Reputation Taylor's version. So I was kind of shocked at the Grammys that she like had a whole nother album coming out. Like, I'm like, I mean, even just for her hardcore fans, they've all got to be broke by now. Like, how would you, like, there's just so much happening with Taylor all the time. Have you ever heard of, like, anything, like, she's going to take a year break soon?
No, and I already forgot about the new album, but you're right, because what's going to happen is this tour is going to be over, then I'm sure she's going to want a tour for the new album, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, she's so overseas already, like, starting that tour, and it's like, right. She's going to be overseas when this album comes out, so is she going to add this album to the Eras tour?
I feel like that since she's so giving to her fans, I'm sure she'll sing a couple of the songs. I can't imagine imagine her not, but like, I don't know. I don't know how it works. Like, wouldn't you do, it's a known tour. Like, it's a separate tour when you have a new album. Like, Harry is working on new music and he's touring in 2025. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this overlap, I don't know. I've never really.
Shout out to your co-host Ferris, who was very excited about that.
About Harry. I know. That she would go to the Sphere to see Harry Styles. I think she said, we said we'd go anywhere to see Harry Styles.
Yeah. I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. Has an artist ever released an album while they were on tour before? I don't know.
I think they have. I'm just saying, like, it just seems like nonstop work and like Taylor that, you know, she's a student of pop culture too. I just wonder if there's ever like a planned break. It just seems like work is such a part of her day-to-day life, kind of like you in a way, where she just doesn't know, but like she doesn't stop. Like it just, but I wonder if there's ever going to be an exhaustion level that people have, no matter how good the material is, that when, you know, people truly appreciate something when it goes away for a little bit. And I love Taylor Swift, so I don't want anybody angry at me. I just wonder, you know what I'm saying? I just wonder if the exhaustion level is going to set in at any point with her.
I'm sure it will, but to me, she seems like a workaholic, and, you know, like her fans are such a big part of her music, and she probably does it for the fans, really, like, because she's already has all the money, right? So why wouldn't she take a break? If you really like think about it, I think she's just like doing it for the fans. You know, they're going to want to see all these new songs performed. I think that like when she went away, when she kind of went into hiding for a couple of years, they missed her. That's why we see so much of her now in the media. I don't see her slowing down anytime soon. Plus, who knows what's going to happen with her and Travis, you know?
Well, that's what I was saying. Would you like to confirm that she is getting engaged on the football?
No, I will not like to confirm that at all.
By the way, Devon, could you really put me really on the map and just confirm it right here? No, but isn't that funny that was actually a rumor going around that like, and I was like, I was going to ask you in a joking way. I was like, have you gotten any tips on who's going to win the game tomorrow? Like, have you been told who's going to win the game and by how much? Because everybody says... Now it's a lock for the KC Chiefs.
Well, yeah, if you talk to the conspiracy theorists, they already think that somehow it's fixed that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win.
So tired of people.
I know, it's exhausting. Like, it's exhausting.
Really, God.
But no, I will be watching. I'm excited to watch. This is probably the first time I'm actually excited to watch. Rihanna's halftime show last year was epic and iconic.
Yeah, how is Usher going to like top being pregnant? Like, how is Usher going to like, I mean, he's got and he also does a very sexy show. So I'm like, is he going to be like bumping and grinding on people?
Probably.
On the Super? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm very excited. Wait, what does Dumois eat during the Super Bowl? Do you have a big old nacho plate and some wings? Do you get down on, like, what do you have Super Bowl food? Are you like us?
Am I like you? I don't usually celebrate the Super Bowl, so I don't have like a typical
dish,
yearly dish that I go to. So I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. To be honest, I feel like that I'm going to be concentrating so hard on who the camera pans to that I won't even be relaxing or having time to like snack and enjoy.
Sounds great. It's fun. You know there's Vegas odds on when the first pan to Taylor and the crowd will be?
No, but let me tell you, as someone who's sat in front of her computer with their phone trying to catch the moment when the camera pans to her, it's very difficult and it's hard to predict. Like, I think the last couple games I've noticed it has been less. And I think that maybe that is a result of some of the backlash that people have been coming out and speaking on, which sucks for me because I want to get shots at Taylor. So
exactly. I'm tuning in to kind of see Taylor. Yeah. Part of it is like, I want to see Taylor. Right. And I think it's like fun to see Taylor. I'm sorry.
I do too.
But the other thing that pissed me off from your account was that, you know, Travis Kelce had to pay seven figures for a private box.
Over seven figures
for a private box for Taylor and like for both of their families. And I was like, for the amount, like there was an article released a couple weeks ago that Taylor brought in $330 million to the NFL, like in like advertising and things like that, is that they couldn't fucking give like a box.
They gave him a discount. So,
basically
I was told that the boxes were high seven figures and he played a little under a mid seven figure. So they did give him
High seven figures. People are paying $9 million for boxes.
No, high seven figures. So like seven figures is like $1 million. Right. So,
okay. Yeah.
Right. So high seven figures in the $1 million range.
Okay. Got it.
That's what I meant.
I was like, my God, yeah. I was like, it's not worth it. Tell Taylor to sit in the bleachers.
I guess also because it's the Super Bowl and it's expensive anyway. And then because the Chiefs won, I don't know if it necessarily has to do with her or just the team. The Chiefs are so popular right now. I don't know.
I wouldn't trust the NFL. I bet they plant cameras all over that room.
100%.
In that box, they're like just every angle is covered in that room. 100%. Dumas, what else? As we close here, what else is going on? Like you have the book, it's being turned into a TV show, which like you have two people in charge of that. That I'm so damn excited, Diablo Cody and Ryan O'Connell. You have the merch line, which my new sweatshirt should be on its way soon. My shorts are completely worn out. You got Do You the podcast that is insanely good, and you guys need to go listen to it and rate it 5 stars. Is a second book coming out? What else is next?
An app.
Yeah, I was bummed because you closed down the text thing the other day. And I
closed it down because they increased the... So I had to pay for that. I had to pay.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So you have to pay. Yeah, I don't think people...
Wait, realize. So every time I sillily write back, you probably pay for that, like me responding back?
No, So I was paying a monthly fee and they increased it that you have to pay a monthly fee and also have to pay per character, per text message. So it would, the way we were sending,
those were long too.
Exactly. So the way we were sending text blasts, it turned out to be like something crazy, like $1,000 a week plus an additional, you know, monthly subscription. So I was like, this is not worth it because if you can't do it daily, you know, like it's like, what's the point? Cause it was kind of like supposed to be like Gossip Girl, you know, like you're getting the tip of the day. So I had to shut down texting, but we have an app coming out. I am launching a website in March. I'll be looking for some freelance entertainment writers.
Thank you. I'll do it. Thanks.
also a fragrance. I have a fragrance coming out.
Wait, are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
A Dumas fragrance?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's a collab with this amazing French perfumery called Voyage at Sea. They're actually like a very celeb, heavily used by celebs. So it's kind of perfect.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That comes out next week in very limited quantities. At first, we're trying to get into a couple stores in New York and LA so people can actually like smell it and not just buy it online because I think it's hard to buy something like fragrance without smelling it. And a second and third book, like I don't know, a third, I said, because
You just revealed something. There's already three books.
We wrote outlines for a second and third book, but we are going to shop it around and see. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. And then what else? I think that's it. I mean, there's another secret project that I can't really talk about yet because it's not.
No way. Is it going to be Demois at the Sphere?
Yes. I'm the other residency.
No, here's my ideas. Demois Cruise. We have a Demois Cruise. Okay, Demois Cruise. Demois action figure. I think I would think it cool. Like it's like a little newspaper and like a hat and a fedora, but it has like changed like to go out clothes.
Okay.
And then you have, what was the third one I had? It was, Demois soundtrack. Demois soundtrack, like they had the OC soundtrack. So for your show, it's gonna break a lot of new bands, and we have the Demois TV show soundtrack.
I love that idea. I actually have a Spotify playlist on Spotify. It's called Anon Please. And it's just like, it's not necessarily songs that I would want in the show. Although there's a couple songs on this playlist that I would want in the show. But if you guys are curious, and if you read Anon Please, it's Anon Please. It's on Spotify. I made this playlist, and actually like I work out to some of these songs, but there's one song on the playlist that I envision like the opening credits. to open the opening credits of the first episode. I'm gonna go follow this right now. I have no control over that properly.
No, I know, but like
suggestion. But anyway, in my like fantasy mind while I'm working out, like I want to know if you could pick which one it is. If you look at the playlist,
it's called the playlist is Anon Please.
Yeah, it's called Anon, A-N-O-N, P-L-S period.
Oh, P-L-S period.
Yeah, by Demois. Yeah.
Which, by the way, on Spotify now, you can actually listen to your audiobook as well. Okay, here we go. Anon, please play. Oh, Animal. I love Mike Snow.
Yeah.
Electric Feel. I don't think you would start the show with. Maybe Electric Feel.
I feel like I don't know if they're going to get it.
Things that I've done. Also, Demois, is there a chance like I could pay you to put Counting Crows on here? They need the love. They need the love. They need the love. This is right, you have
fine.
A car
I'll
song.
Add it right now. Please. I'm gonna add it. And
okay,
begins.
Good. Please, that would be so good for them. Thank you so much.
It would. Playlist.
Well, I love I you. By the way,
yeah, what's I added it for you, Ryan.
Thank you. Yes. If I've done one thing in my career, it's this. I just turned on the sorry, I just switched my settings completely. One sec. Okay. Demois, thank you so much for being here. You've always been so nice to me, and you even checked in on me in the past when I've been going through a hard time. So thank you. I really appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, of course. You know, hard times on the internet are not good time. I've had my share. It's not a good time.
Oh, God. It's great having you here again, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, of course. See you soon.
So Bad It's Good is a Betches Media production. The show is hosted and produced by me, Ryan Bailey, with Meditza Lopez and Sandra Fryer. Additional support provided by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Steinberg. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Video promotion by Laura Valencia. Be sure to send us your emails at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey@gmail.com and follow the show at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey on Instagram. And for additional craziness, go to patreon.com/sobaditsgood. Stay bad, baddies.
Betches.